Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. Run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today. You can check them out with the links in the episode description. Before we jump in, if you haven't checked out our live one-shot from PAX West, then I'd recommend you do that before you listen to this one. It is canonical and has some minor effects to the Erois story. Anyway, on to the episode. Making preparations to leave Gusthaven, but something weird is happening to Ayla and Quill.
Welcome back to Erois. After discovering that Elois, Royal Stave of Gusthaven, was behind the actions of the Wind Barons and the death of Lucius's parents and many other crimes, the party brought him to justice and then went and informed Sky Prince Aradan of their actions. The matter was investigated by Knight Captain Valera and the Sky Prince themselves. And after their interrogation via Zone of Truth, the party were hauled away to be locked up under suspicion until the matter could be thoroughly investigated fully. However, they were found innocent of any wrongdoing, with thanks to some external aid, and were released. Whilst waiting for their judgment, the party were also visited by the vigilante Moonstar, who offered to help in clearing their name. However, Quill, using the power of his new Eye of the Storm, revealed Moonstar to be Adea Elenesto, Lucius's twin sister, who survived the attack on their home and had used her false death to strike back at those responsible.
Moon.
As the party returned to their now ready-to-fly airship, the Storm Chaser, a gift from Adea for Lucius, is left on the side, a Magitek device to assist him with his chromatic sorcery. Mm. We begin this week's episode. You are all, I believe you are all gathered on the deck, or in the officer's quarters, actually, of the Storm Chaser. And as you are conversing, you watch Sentry, Lucius, Nova, and the crew as Ayla and Quill just collapse. Their bodies go slack, they just fall to the ground, their bodies limp.
Peace out.
You guys are going to be quiet for a bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just panic. Okay. Sentry just is like, what is going on?
I'm mimicking Sentry. I'm panicking in my own way as well. What is going on?
Nova is also panicking, and he's like, I don't know! And just
did you do this,
around.
Morphs? Wolfies?
Kamara looks at you and is like, no, we didn't do this.
Some sort of poison from the earlier encounter?
No!
And as some of your people had it in for Ayla.
Listen, I was going to discuss that with you later, but no!
And why the bird as well? Do you have something against birds? Do you want to eat them?
Well, yes, but not that one. He's human-sized. But look, I don't understand. This is, I don't know. No, it's not us. You hired us. You think we'd do this right away? And you can see that the rest of the crew, Araya, looks around this like, Lucius, I don't think that this is them. They've been working with me diligently on the ship. Like, are you sure that there's
some sort of cleric or something? Immediately.
She gestures at the rest of you like, Quill is literally the only cleric that I know.
Exactly, that's why we need another one.
You can send for someone, I guess, from the city, but could you, are the three of you not capable of looking into this? You can see that the others around. You do have the doctor on your ship. You do have Greylano, but she is not.
I'm
going to
check if they're breathing, first of all.
Okay. You kneel down. Make a medicine check for me. And Nova will help you, so you can have advantage.
Do you not have dice? Right,
we literally gave him dice.
Are you kidding me?
We gave him dice.
What?
All this
is threat. Because Kim's not here.
He can't steal from Kim. Look, Rhiannon's got you covered. There's a dice.
Roll
there.
A big boy.
Thank you. One.
You have advantage because Nova is helping you.
Do you want another one?
I'll try this one. Two.
You get down, you try and check for their pulse, but you just kind
I'm
of put
their stomach
a face.
Breathing.
Yeah, you're like looking at their stomach.
Their lungs aren't moving. I check their legs.
I think that even with a two, you can tell that they are breathing. Like, they're not that clueless. But you have no idea. They're breathing, but... And they're not unconscious, their eyes are open, their bodies have just gone completely slack. But they are still breathing.
It seems like they've just immediately fallen to sleep. Something like that.
Yeah.
Their eyes are like wide open.
What if they're starving?
Oh, no. Nova's kind of like panicking, like, no, I did. Could it be?
Starbing came to you last time, right? By the way, this is...
But I was asleep. I was sleeping.
Extremely confidential. To everybody in the room, thank you. I'm Captain.
So the people in the room is just Kamara, who leads the wolf pack, and Araya. They're the only two in the room currently. And Araya kind of already... She's like, well, I sort of already knew that something strange was going on with Starbane, but... Sure, okay. You heard the Captain, Kamara.
I suppose so. I don't know too much about him, but he's the big bad that tried to blow up our planet once, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sure.
And she also, kind of like, her ears kind of fold down a little bit.
You said you wanted a lot of action and adventure. Well,
I guess so.
You came to the right airship.
Are we is that going to happen to me?
And she points to Ayla and Quill, who are currently
unconscious.
I'm wondering
how and why it happened to them. It's the first time.
Perhaps I should go and fetch Greylano, the
Please.
Doctor.
Please, right. Thank you.
And then Araya heads off to do that. Yeah. Anything you'd like to do, Sentry?
I might maybe just try and use some, like, lay on hands, just in case.
Okay.
Just to see
how
if
much do you
right.
want to spend?
I might just do, like, just five on each, just to see.
Nothing happens. Any wounds that they did have, which I think they didn't have any, would have healed. But
shock
yeah,
pads.
You basically reach down, you feel the energy from your matrix kind of flow through you into this healing energy that washes over them, but no effect. You can, like Lucius, you can tell they're breathing.
Yeah.
They're alive. And in fact, when you get close, Sentry, you would probably notice, kind of in that calming moment of like healing them rather than the panicked checking that Lucius was doing, you can tell that there is a silver cord that extends, almost near invisible, but this silver cord seems to stretch out from their chest and then vanishes about 3-4 inches away from their body. It just, and you put your hand over it, there's nothing there. It's this thin, silvery, near invisible cord that stretches out and then vanishes.
It's like a weird thing that coming out of their chest. It's like...
What? I went to make an arcana check for Nova, rolled a 2.
Cool.
Nova's just like, oh no, they're going to be in the maybe is there spiders? And she's like looking around like...
I don't know,
is
it's like
a needle? What is that?
Like a,
can
like
I see
a,
it now that I'm...
Yeah, now that you get close, you can see this very faint, thin, invisible thread that just seems to extend from the middle of their chest.
They've both been stabbed in the heart.
I don't know where it's coming from, it just stops, it's just...
You can make a arcana check for me, Sentry, if you want. Or Lucius.
Seven?
Don't even bother.
Okay.
Wow.
So the two
tonight
of you,
is going really well. So
yeah.
Far.
You have
up.
No idea.
I'm getting moving all of these D20s in over
It
here.
Doesn't take too long. Probably takes like maybe a few minutes before Greylano, the doctor, this very... She's quite tall, but and she's athletic, but in a slim way. Like, kind of, you know, she definitely has musculature, but obviously she doesn't work out. She's not a big buff fighter, is what I mean. Like, she's athletic, but more in a kind of refined way. She wears, like, this traditional orcish clothing. She moves over and is like, all right, step out of the way.
They've been stabbed in the heart.
Captain, if I may.
But they're breathing.
May I check them?
Yes.
She gets down and she performs a number of checks. And she seems very she looks quite curiously at them as she begins. And she, you can see how she casts a few, like, ritual spells. She tries pouring some, like, poultices, like, wafting it beneath their nose. And then she kind of comes away and she's like, well, I think that perhaps it's best if we take them down to the medic quarters and just make them comfortable, but I don't think that they're not in any harm. They've not been injured, they're breathing, it's like their consciousness has been pulled away. I'm not particularly familiar with magic, but this is the effect of some sort of spell. It's pulled their consciousness away from them. But their bodies seem fine, they do not seem to be harmed or showing any sort of distress. Perhaps best if we just move them down to the medical quarters and then I will look after them. And I believe that the best option is to either fetch somebody who has a more magical knowledge or leave them to it, I think, is for the best for now.
Okay.
Nothing we do here will affect them too much, I think.
Do you know when they'll be back?
I'm afraid not. I do not know.
So. Okay.
Did they eat anything weird at the same time?
Oh, I don't think so. What? I don't think they did.
Who's connected? Who else is in the city that would do this?
You wanted it to be canon, so...
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll just go find someone. Let's go find someone and then we'll try and figure out what's going on.
Yes.
It was like, who do we find? Who's the best person? Me? But I don't know anything. I don't...
Maybe you could go to the library and see if there's anything like...
Library! This. Books!
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
There are knowledgeable people there.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good. But should I go on my own or should someone come with me?
Wait.
I need to go get Helios anyway.
Yes. The person with her. Him.
She can't leave. She's a vampire.
But we can ask...
I could ask her.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't want to go on my own because she is a vampire.
We'll come with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the point.
Okay, so the three of you, so Nova, Lucius, and Sentry are going to go to the Empyrean Archives, yes. The main library. Are you just going to make your way on foot? Because to get there from Gusthaven will take probably about an hour and a bit. A couple of hours, maybe.
Can I just, like, park my
airship? Yes, my carriage. No, you can't. Just park it above the library, no. You will get into a lot of trouble if you do that. You could try, but you'll get into trouble. You can take a sky coach.
We'll sky coach it.
Yeah, okay. Nova will mark off some money.
Say to put it on my tab.
No, you will pay, but Nova will pay for it. And then I'll tell Kim.
Okay.
It will cost a few gold. Right, whilst you guys do that, 2 hours later, you, Ayla, and Quill return to Erois. As you do, you have that sudden sensation pulled from the deck of the Stroke of Midnight. You feel that kind of rushing sensation as you see figures of Poulton and Havilah kind of vanish and pulled away from you at a rapid speed as well. You are pulled back and you feel yourself traveling at great speed through a dark, starry sky, pulled through the astral plane, back into the material, but you're actually sailing, being pulled through the dark beyond, through the world above Erois. You see very strange shapes, and although you are traveling at such speed, you glance them in brief moments, almost like they're freeze, almost as if they're frozen in time for you. You see great fleets of ships, these long, dark, Court of Shadow ships. Ooh. Engaged.
Oh boy!
You see them engaged with these enormous, writhing masses of undead grey flesh. Ooh. Almost like living ships of these gargantuan creatures. And the Starbane ships are in some sort of desperate battle, and then whoosh, it just vanishes. You see planets. Some of them have been desolated, turned into barren wastelands, and you can see the Court of Shadow ships looming above them. And this all is happening as you rush past. And then immediately, almost as quickly as you've been traveling, you see Erois. And Quill, this is actually a very familiar sensation to you, because as you draw close to Erois, you begin to slow down. And it's like your journey back from the cradle, back from beyond in the afterlife. And you see Erois as a planet, the shimmering energy of the cradle around it. And then you see the bright, blazing solar ship. This great, bright, metallic, long, sleek vessel. Crewed by strange mechanical creatures. But at the helm is just this glowing, handsome, but also worn, like an old soldier, human man. Hair's bright and blonde. And as he looks over and as he sees you, you almost think he laughs. He kind of is like, as your body is pulled away from him.
Back again.
That's kind of the vibe you get, yeah.
Yeah, but now Ayla can see that as well.
Now Ayla sees it as well.
What the fuck?
But as Ayla, as you're traveling, whilst Quill is noticing a lot of this stuff, and you see it too, in between there are flashes for you as well. Old memories conjured up by this trip across the stars. You have these flashes of being in a long corridor, a ship like the one beneath the Rosewater Lake. And you can see the stars and planets outside, just as you have as you've been pulled across the dark beyond. But now you can see other elves around you wearing silvery armor inscribed with wild elf symbols and runes. Some of them wear tartan sashes across their chests. But they're marching alongside goblins and devils and other creatures that you don't recognize. Part of a large horde being funneled into some large area, and then the flash is gone. And then suddenly, wham! You feel your body, your real body, kind of lurch, intake of breath, and you find yourselves in the medic quarters of the Storm Chaser. The sudden inhalation causes Greylano to drop a tray of... you can see, like, there's kind of, like, herbs laid out on it. She kind of drops it in a startle, and it's like, ah! As the two of you kind of snap back to reality.
Okay, is this our ship?
I think this is our ship.
Are we back?
I think...
Grey looks at you and is like, Quartermaster Quill?
Is this our ship?
Oh. Well, yes, it's the Storm Chaser. What do you mean, is this your ship?
Okay. Well, we were
just... We did it.
We're back, so we're home. That's good.
Are you suffering from eternal torment? Do you feel tormented? I feel fine.
I feel okay.
Yeah.
I feel fine. I did piss off the Jasmine guy, though.
Yeah, I did wonder if that was going to haunt us coming back.
That's okay.
You see?
Hi, by the way. Sorry, we're back.
Hi.
What? Are you all right? What happened to you, Buzz?
Oh,
you just collapsed on the ship.
Oh.
We didn't worry anyone, did we?
Yes, the others are in a panic. They've run off to the light, to the archives to find out what happened to you.
It's okay. We can communicate with them in a bit. We just, we're fine. I mean, I feel okay.
Everything's fine. Under control.
Yeah.
Totally
we kind
cool.
of went away.
I'm going to keep you here just for a moment. I'm afraid that as the ranking medical officer on the ship, you are both technically under my duty whilst you are in my quarters.
Okay.
You will remain for a brief moment to allow me to examine you. Then I will make sure you are well, and then you will make your way.
Can I see a silvery cord?
No, you don't.
Okay, that's gone, at least.
Fixed it.
And she begins, like, basically, she comes over to you, and Greylano kind of leans down. And again, she kind of has, like, long, dark brown hair, this kind of athletic, orcish build. But she's not big. She's quite, you know, slim, really. And she begins, like, laying you down. She, like, checks your temperature, checks your pulse, like, makes notes in a little journal. Has you chew on a little piece of, like, leaf or something like that, which kind of does give you a bit more energy and kind of makes you feel a bit more alert. Quill, as this examination is taking place... Something feels weird. It's like you're...
Did she tap my knee and it didn't reflect?
She did that, but your knee did reflect. You notice that, A, there's something missing. Part of your equipment has changed. But also, parts of your mind seem different. Where once you kind of had this knowledge of... It's hard to describe, almost as if... You know more about magic now than you did before.
Uh-huh.
And when you reach and you realize it's the Bandora that you picked up in the tower, it's gone. But there is a new ring on your finger.
Huh. Hey Ayla, has any of your stuff changed? This is the ring, the ring is the Bandora.
The only thing
hammer.
Is she's still got the hammer.
All good.
The only thing is when you open your hand, the silvery coin that Lady Duskwillow gave you is still there. But Quill's isn't.
Ooh, shiny. I wonder what this is worth.
So, obviously I know what happened to my character,
yeah.
But did Quill actually actively cash it in? Does Quill know?
I think Quill subconsciously knows.
Okay.
That he desired to improve his knowledge of magic and thus has been done.
Did you trade because you didn't like the music thing and you just wanted to get a fancy piece of jewellery?
Well, I couldn't play it with one hand.
See how
many strings this thing had? Now it's a ring, and I'm pretty sure it does the same stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, while that's going on, because I like jumping between the two.
And we didn't messenger ring them.
Well, this is like 2 hours later as well.
Still good.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucius, Nova, and Sentry all arrive at the Empyrean Archives in the trade district of Gusthaven. It is busy as always. There is trade constantly going to and from. The archives themselves are quiet, but still busy. There are kind of robed scholars. There's a few merchants. What looks to be maybe a school trip. Where a bunch of elves, half-elves and human kids are kind of being led around and made to read books and things like that by a very tired-looking elven male teacher. Aww. Who's just kind of sighing and is like, yes, come on, everyone, pick out your subjects, find a space to read, and he's kind of ushering them around. But Nova kind of just leads you straight down into this kind of, like, stairwell that leads down into the bottom of the library itself, and you begin making your way down these darkened corridors with these dull, amberish lights, kind of like little spots of sunlight that kind of cast this golden white light throughout them. And she leads you down to a curtained door, and inside you can kind of hear the mutterings of, like, well, yes, it is peculiar. If the various devices are being found inside Court of Shadows technology, then but surely that can't be the only use that Kallus had for your people.
I'm not sure, my lady. It seems difficult to place. We must, hopefully, if I travel with this Ganassi and her companions, this will be of enlightening to the purposes of what he intended.
Yes, yes. Ah, do me a dear, fetch me my drink, will you?
Yes, of course.
And Nova's just like, okay. This is the vampire lady.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so Lucius, you just step inside, and there is a kind of, there is a hissing shriek of like, ah, who's open? Stop.
Sorry.
You see just blocking your path, and the light that's coming in from the sunlight globe outside is this enormous, maybe 7-8 feet tall, broad-chested, glowing. Like, he's not made from real flesh. He's made of light. Lion Man. And he's like, what are you doing? And he, like, grabs the curtain and pulls it back. And you're now stepped inside the room with Nova and Sentry on the outside. And you can hear this, not like a hissing sound, but like a very dull kind of, like, release of pain. Coming from behind.
I'm so sorry, my mind is all over the place at the moment. Oh, actually, our friends' minds are all over the place.
Who are you? What are you doing down here?
What do you mean? I'm Lucius.
I don't think he met you before.
You didn't meet him.
I'm Lucius. I'm with the party that came down here and met.
Nova's like, sorry, Helios. Yes, he's with me. Sorry. Do we need to like do something to shut off the globe?
He's like, my lady, step behind your screen. And you can hear, you see from behind the Lion Man, you see this very elegant, thin, deathly pale, like nearly white-skinned elven woman with long ears and kind of tied up hair. She kind of like pulls herself up and like shields her eyes from a little bit of light peeking through and steps in behind this thick, black, lacquered wooden curtain. She's like, all right, Helios, let them in.
Is there something with the light and...
Yes.
Oh.
My lady does not appreciate the light.
And Nova's like, slaps you on the arm. It's like, I told you she's a vampire.
Yeah, but I
it's sunlight.
I thought that was a fashion statement.
No, she's a real...
I need a...
And then as Nova kind of pulls Sentry in, because you went here before with her, didn't you?
Yes, I think
you were here before. Yeah. She kind of pulls you in, and then Helios shuts the door, and then from behind the curtain, kind of composing herself, kind of patting a cheek, where you can see there is like a burn like over her cheek, which is healing, like almost instantaneously, is this elven woman is like, well, honestly, I would never have expected a member of the noble line to have such ill manners barging in somewhere like that. Haven't you heard of knocking, boy?
It's a curtain. You can't knock a curtain.
There is stone beside it. There is a door on the other side. I had it open, ready for my food to be delivered.
Vampires are real.
Yes. The curse of vampirism is real. I'm afraid that is quite true. We drink blood, I can poison your mind, and all of that nonsense as well.
What about bed monsters? Are they real too? Cupboard monsters?
No, stop the monsters. No.
I thought there was just scary stories to keep you under control at night, things like that.
Oh, there are many truths to many scary stories, my dear boy, but perhaps not bed monsters or cupboard monsters. And she kind of looks at you like, how old is this guy?
Anyway, Nova said that you're extremely intelligent and you might have some knowledge on stuff.
Nova kind of like shuffles awkwardly, like, well, yes, I did. I just, because you're so knowledgeable about Eterna, I thought maybe you would know about other magical subjects as well. Lady Vastra, and she's just like, oh, yes, I suppose. I'm quite flattered by the idea. I am a scholar of magic. My concerns are primarily with Eterna, such as Helios here. However, yes, what is your problem? It's not often I have visitors, even if you have nearly incinerated me. I would offer you a drink, but I'm afraid that you might find my choice of beverage a little not to your taste.
Oh, and
you
can garlic. Garlic liquid.
She holds a wine glass of a dark red liquid.
Get garlic so dark red.
Roasting.
I'm fine, thank you. I prefer onions.
She just, you can see she is trying to stay composed, but she's like smiling and smirking underneath. Helios, however, does not look impressed. And he's like, just glaring at you. He's like, he can feel like Sentry glaring at him. But he's just ignoring Sentry and is just looking at Lucius.
Our two friends, Ayla and Quill, suddenly fell to the floor as if their, what was the word that they used? It began with a C. It's like their...
Consciousness.
Consciousness came out of them. And
Sentry, did you witness any spell take place or...
We didn't feel anything.
Any sort of poison present?
We thought it was poison, but we had our medic, cleric, check it out.
Mm.
And they seem fine and they're breathing. Mm. Their eyes are wide open. Mm. Sentry noticed that there's a single silver thread that comes out of their chest that just goes to nothing.
Silver thread, you say?
Yes, like a hair, like a little hair, and it just goes into
nearly
nothing.
Invisible and vanishes into nothing. Yes. Ah. And she goes over to...
Are
you can
dead?
See that there is a section of, like, wall which is turned into a bookshelf. No, my dear boy, they're not dead. No, quite far from it. Although they are at potential risk of death.
No.
Here we are. Now, and she places it down. I entrust that in exchange for my aid, you will not speak a word of this book anyone outside this room.
No.
Well, not.
Good. This is... banned is a strong word. This sort of research is heavily discouraged. However, given that my investigations into the Eterna no doubt involve investigating the beyond Erois, I have done a little research into planar magic before. Your people, and she points it over, got into trouble for this once, but I have been a little more cautious. And she flips open the book and begins flicking through. And then she turns it to face you and slides it along the desk so you can see it. I believe that your friends are here. And she points to a section. It's written in common, but old common. And it basically is a chapter on something called the astral plane. Your friends are currently in the astral plane. There's a realm of dreams and thoughts where the mind is more powerful than anything. But there are creatures that live there. They fly around on ships, not unlike our airships, I suppose, called spelljammers. They traverse around. It is the home of a race of beings called the Githyanki in the Githzerai. Also a realm of a creature called the Mind Flayer, who once ruled the astral plane but were long since destroyed. Your friends are there, I believe. The silvery thread is the giveaway. A person who traverses to the astral plane using a spell known as astral projection leaves their material body here on Erois, but their mind, their consciousness, their essence is sent to the astral plane. The two are bound by a silvery cord. Now, as long as that silvery cord remains intact, their real bodies cannot be harmed, and if they were to be destroyed on the astral plane, they would simply return to the material. They would awaken as if from a slumber. The danger is if the silvery cord is ever severed, and she kind of swipes through the air with a finger, and there's like an imaginary kind of like a little magical ding sound. If that were to happen, I'm afraid that their minds and their bodies would be destroyed instantly.
There are several creatures that can perform this, but also the astral plane itself is full of dangers. Psychic winds that can shred silver cords and the like. So not entirely without risk.
How do we prevent such a thing from happening?
If they've already travelled, I'm afraid that any major interference that you could do here on this plane could harm them in wherever they are.
So we can't just wake them up?
No, no, they are not asleep, my boy.
But they're... you said the sleep realm, the sleep plane.
It is a land of dreams and thoughts. It is hard to explain. It is beyond just merely what a dream is, but the concept of a dream, a place where the mind is more powerful. It's difficult to explain. Oh. It is another realm of existence. Perhaps you've heard of... there are lands beyond the cradle than just Erois. Many people are never aware of this. Ganassis, however, and she points to Nova, this is where they're from. They once lived on a planet, Elementalis. It's a similar nature. Think of the astral plane as, rather than a place like Erois, it is a space between places.
Okay. So the string. No one can touch the string. You've got to protect the string.
Yes.
On this realm, most certainly. However, anything on the astral plane, you would need to protect them from... Well, you will not be able to. My best advice to you is to... You will simply have to entrust that your friends will take care of themselves and have a way home.
Oh. I don't know what to do. Honestly, I think we're doomed.
We've got... Just watch them. Just... We've got to make sure they're okay.
Like a hawk.
Yeah. Like, no, make sure no one can touch them. They're so precious.
Be fine.
They're so fresh.
We can use...
If you had access to a significantly powerful arcane spellcaster, they could potentially send you to the astral realm as well, but I'm afraid that such knowledge is beyond many of us.
How powerful?
Very powerful. Not more powerful than anyone I'm aware of here in Erois. Certainly no one here in Gusthaven would be able to manage a... Perhaps the only one who would be capable of such power would have been... Perhaps Elois, the Grand Royal Stave.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I believe that he is a very powerful arcane spellcaster.
Well, not to my knowledge.
But it is not simply... It is not as simply as easy as sending one. You also need to require components, a device able to attune to the astral plane, for example. I'm not sure if Elois possesses such a thing.
So I guess we have to wait.
Yeah.
Hope they can find their way back to their bodies.
Now, I do believe that your good friend Nova here, you intend to travel, yes? Find more pieces of Tiangong? Yes, I think so. And you did wish to have Helios a copy. Excuse me, a little bit of blood.
Blood?
What do you think was in the glass, my dear?
Garlic? Is that not what vampires drink?
No.
And they're allergic to blood?
I'm afraid most people think it's the other way around, but it's actually not true at all. I love garlic.
Do you come out of mirrors?
Can't see my reflection in one. Anything else you wish to test?
No.
I've done quite detailed analysis of my affliction. I find sunlight unbearable, and it will destroy me if I linger in it for too long. Radiant energy is of a particular nuisance. I do not seem to be able to heal from it very easily. Just in case you ever encounter one like me on the road, I suppose.
Thank you.
Stake to the heart. I'm not sure if it works, but I hope not.
Very open.
Well, I have no reason to be. I'm a scholar. I'm a woman of knowledge and of learning, and a priestess of Hesper, no doubt. My affliction is a terrible curse, but it is one I am laboured with. And if it gives me an eternal life to study, then why should I not use it?
Fair point.
I am interested to know what the Guardian thinks, however. I believe that your kind fought against people like me long ago.
Yeah.
Commanders of the Court of Shadows, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I've learnt a lot, and not everybody that looks bad is bad, I suppose.
Are you saying I look bad?
I wouldn't say I know. You don't look bad. I'm not saying it like that. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying that I would have that I may have had a predispositioned opinion on you before meeting my party and my companions, and now their opinion has changed. That's, if that makes any sense.
It does. I find you quite amusing.
Aww,
but
that's
very
good.
Sweet of you. No, but Helios is... He has been my companion for some time, and whilst I am loath to be apart from him, He wishes to help locate more of his people, and I believe that your friend Nova here, and Nova kind of looks awkwardly away, agreed that Helios would be able to accompany her.
Mm-hmm. Oh? Are you a vampire as well?
I'm an Eterna.
Oh.
Sir.
Mm. Oh, like...
Yeah.
Oh. Do I... I'm going to bow and kneel.
Get up.
Yes. Right away.
I am only a... I am a very low-level Eterna. You do not need to bow to such creatures as myself. However, I do not trust a mortal like you or your friend to carry around one of our great leaders. Think of it as I am not so much an observer of your adventures, but I am here to ensure that Tiangong is cared for. And if you happen to find more Eterna along the way, well, perhaps then I will judge you based on how you treat them. But how I have seen mortals treat Eterna thus far has not left me impressed.
Good. Seems like we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Mm. Both wish to rekindle Tiangong's various fragments.
Yes, and find and help other Eterna as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, as many as we can, and hope no harm comes to them again.
Good. The again seems to go over Helios's head. But he just is like, well, will you be all right, Alisada? She's like, yes, yes, I'll be fine. Go with them. Go to their ship, find more of your people. Come back, tell me everything you learn. And she looks at Nova particularly, and I wish Kim was here, because this is awkward as hell and annoying. Whatever you find, you must come back and tell me immediately. The Eterna have been my life's work, but now I am confined to this chamber. Whatever you find, whoever you find, come back, tell me, bring them to me, let me speak with them. I will make sure whatever wealth I have accumulated, whatever power I have here with the Church of Hesper, I will give to you in return.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is knowledge, my dear boy. Knowledge is what will save us in the end. Now go, off you go.
Yes.
I would just recommend, look over your friends and hope, pray to the gods that they return safely.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And, use the door on your way out. And you can see that behind the curtain there is a door and a curtain that you can pull so the sunlight doesn't get in.
I awkwardly do that.
Okay.
Right here. I missed a beam my way out.
Okay. Okay. So by the time you start emerging from the archives...
A vampire.
I know.
A real one. No, you didn't warn me.
I did. I said. Didn't I say?
She did say, though.
I did say.
I didn't know they were real.
They're real. Of course they're real.
She's very nice.
It's written about it in a book. Nice. By A. Plumbus. Undead.
Yes! I love that guy!
Oh, I've got an idea. You know our communication devices?
Yes.
It's attached to their mortal bodies. But what if we communicate with them, hello, and it goes to their minds?
Give it a try.
Hello?
How long have it been? Took a sky coach. Short amounts of time, but then you'd have a conversation. No response.
It didn't work. Aww. They're dead.
No, don't say that. Don't say that they're dead. Okay, so we need to go to the ship.
We don't know. Maybe, well, we know that the messenger rings only have a limited distance. They can only go up to 5 miles.
Okay.
So if they're in another plane, maybe really long, miles away.
Right, yes. I guess we just go back to the bodies and protect them.
Helios, yep. The giant lion man, just stands behind the three of you awkwardly.
Have you travelled to the astral plane before?
It is not one I have frequented, no. I have known Eterna that travelled there long, long ago, before the traitor Kallus Starbane betrayed us, took us under subjugation. Indeed, the Guardian understands, at least.
I don't like that man.
No.
Well, Skycoach?
Skycoach, let's get back as soon as possible.
You are Skycoach, and this little kind of beautiful coach being pulled by Pegasi flies down, and the half-elf is like, hello, my lord, step in, that'll be going to the docks, are we? That's three. Oh, this big boy! And Helios kind of like, but he can't quite fit in, and he just is like, nah. And then he watches as his form shrinks down into a small orange orb that kind of
be a tiny lion
in.
Man.
No, it flies in and then just reforms as a more medium-sized human lion man.
That's phenomenal.
He changes his shape to be like a smaller version.
Can you be
of himself.
Bigger than you were?
I have limitations. I prefer the larger size.
It suits you.
Thank you, I suppose. And he awkwardly just folds his arms and looks at you strangely. By the time you fly back to the ship, get off the sky coach, get onto, because you have to land at the docks and then make your way down the docks to get on the storm chaser, you arrive to Quill and Ayla being let out of the medical cabin, basically.
Hey. What?
Hi, buddy.
So, you!
So apparently...
You went to the planes!
We worried some people. Planes?
Astral plane!
We went to the...
you're back! Plane.
Oh, no, now she's going to ask so many questions.
What was it like? Okay.
Oh,
what did you see?
It started.
Okay, so we...
Where did you go?
Whoa, stop moving. Your chest's... The thread.
Oh, yeah.
Does it snap
the thread?
The thread
is
gone.
The thread is gone. Don't worry. We're back. We're actually back this time.
We're here. It's fine. Everything's under control.
The right consciousness?
This is my consciousness. I do feel a little different, but we went to a different place. We met some people.
They were cool.
Who did you meet?
Green people.
No, I think these ones were actual people, but from a different world entirely. There was Poulton.
Different world.
Poulton was kind of annoying, I'm going to say.
He was very cocky.
Yeah, he was
very
a bit cocky.
Drunk most of the time, actually.
It's just a dream, though, right?
Yeah, was
so
it real?
Doesn't matter.
It felt real.
Havlar had a hellhound, and yeah. I want one now. Can we have a hellhound?
Did that come back as well?
What?
No. So,
no.
Okay, so we met a lot of people.
Nova's just writing it down.
We had to attend a party.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. Also, I may have really angered a devil.
That's going to come back to bite,
what?
I think.
Excuse me?
How did this happen?
We were just...
Why you two?
That's exactly what I said. Apparently, they pulled the best people for the job together, which happened to be the four of us, I guess. And
what job?
Look after a party.
We had to do a few things. But I don't know how we were the best people for the job. I was a terrible person for that job. It involved talking to people and making friends.
You did kill off the mind flayer, though.
I did.
Maybe the Orb of Needs knew that you were going to fight a mind flayer.
Oh, mind flayer. What was a mind flayer like?
Tentacles. Just a lot of tentacles.
Doesn't do well with lightning.
Doesn't do well with lightning, no.
What happens to a mind flayer when it gets hit by a bolt of lightning?
Yeah, I think,
well... Something that happens to everything else.
I think
X-Men
either way...
2002 reference.
We are back now. And it was definitely real. You've got the coin.
Oh, coin. What does that do?
I don't know.
So Ayla is holding a quite large silver coin. But rather than any other symbol or denomination that you've ever seen, it is a crescent moon, like a thin crescent moon with a spider's web stretched between it.
Ooh.
How does something that's in the mind become a real thing?
Well, good question.
How?
I mean, I think we did actually travel. We saw...
No, we saw your bodies. Your bodies were here.
I mean, we still saw things on the way out and the way in. Did you see them?
Mm,
we saw a lot of Starbane ships on the way back.
And a lot of other ships fighting those ships. Where are they?
Okay, so for context, we flew a very long distance, or at least felt like flying.
Is Starbane coming? What's going on? I mean, probably, but...
Is Starbane in your minds?
No.
I don't know the logistics of it, but they were fighting huge, fleshy... Weird things.
Undead, weird ship things.
Yeah, and they also...
I'm gonna say the word Hadar, because it seems most likely.
Nova makes an inhaler breath. Tell me more! Tell me everything!
And this was just outside Eros?
I mean, this was... Yeah, we were traveling a very long distance. It could be... right outside.
There was other planets that were,
done-zo. Yeah, it looked like they'd been actually taken over by... Starbane.
Right. I'm going to go hide under a table.
So you make your way. Nope. I'm assuming you kind of have this conversation in the captain's quarters. You get your way. There's a small big meeting table in the next room, and Sentry just crawls underneath that and then sits there hugging her knees.
No, Sentry. This was thousands and thousands of whatever you call it away.
He's here. He exists. He's still coming. He's real. Everything
knew that already.
He's real and he exists. No. Yes, but he can't get through the cradle.
Hold on. As captain, I need to seize control. I'm going to go under the table and hop on.
Oh, wait. We knew he existed and we
Sentry's
knew he
right.
had forces, but...
We're doomed.
We're not doomed.
Shit, we've got just one ship.
We just acquired, took everything.
We've got one ship and a cradle.
Oh, also the Githyanki people.
Githyanki, yes, she said though. She said the Githyankis, yes.
Was it the Githyanki or the Gith other ones?
Githzerai.
Ah!
I remember this time.
Was it, I can't remember which one, but one of them's like, yeah, blah, blah, we're going to take over humankind. Blah, 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 blah. But she says it's going to be centuries from now, so so we're probably going to be dead, so it's fine.
So it's Starbane, Hadar, and Gith people.
And well-dressed spiders.
The spiders! The spiders had top hats and bow ties and little cuffs. It was very strange. So
there's three people. Three people that are going to come and destroy Rois.
No, the well-dressed spiders were very, very nice.
But they're going to come take... You said
no, the spiders are not. That's the Gith...
Wait, no, you're talking about the Gith.
I don't know. I feel like
who's
we're doing
next
a terrible...
Boss, by the way?
Helios is stood in the room.
Oh, no.
His form enlarged. And has been listening the whole time to this babble of chaotic mess.
I mean,
hi, tall man! Tall glowing man!
Oh, Helios! Oh, Helios.
Starbane. You saw his ships.
Yes. When we were travelling back, yeah. Sorry.
Who dat?
I don't know how we didn't see him. This is Helios. He's an Eterna. Hi. Yeah, Starbane.
Tell me what you know.
Okay. I mean, I guess you're now part of the team, right?
Well, you also mentioned a name which has not been spoken on Erois, and I am curious as to how you know it. Hadar.
Right. Okay. Story time. I guess we told our one.
We told it really badly, though. Like, I feel like I've just confused everybody with the whole spiders with top hats thing.
It sounds
and
awful.
The little bow ties. But
I've got nosebleeds.
Helios just tips the table, like, from over your heads.
No!
You two should stand. You knew of this?
Of what?
Starbane.
Yes, absolutely.
Technically, I was dead when this all started. So...
Okay, listen, before we go into this, I want you to know that we are on your side. We are allied with Tiangong, after all.
Your companion holds Tiangong as a weapon. I do not think that means that you are on Tiangong's side. But continue.
So, we in Savona, quite away from here... Well, maybe not. I don't actually know where this... city is flying over right now, but we were confronted with a portal and our young companion configured it to somehow connect to Starbane's realm, I suppose?
You traveled with someone who could connect to his ship.
Well, we and she didn't know.
It was accidental. You see, we were following a lead on a cult. Or we thought, was just taking over Savona, and was very contained to Savona. It turns out the leader of this cult was talking to another planar demon of some kind, yes. And that gate could connect to all different sorts of worlds. And unfortunately, our companion smashed a load of buttons, and it accidentally connected with Starbane himself.
And also,
you
it's
have
worth...
have no idea what you have unleashed.
Oh no, we know exactly what we've
technically,
unleashed. That's why we're doing...
not us who did it.
It's worth knowing that the companion we were traveling with, Vala, she didn't know that she was.
She was just a little girl.
Just a little girl.
I was going to message her in the ring. Are you sure you want to say this to Quill right now?
He wants to know everything!
Yeah, but you don't have to say everything! My voice is very high on this message.
She just.
Nova's just staring up at Helios in kind of fear.
She just smashed the commands. She was innocent. She didn't know what she was doing.
What?
there is a look.
What are the chances?
And you get the sense that I don't need to make a roll for Helios to know that there's more to that story than you're telling him. Because what are the chances that beep boop beep boop smash Starbane? Like, he's kind of like sure.
It seemed like that's exactly what happened, right?
We were actually
no. It looked like Vala knew what she was doing. Like, there was the whole thing of, like, you looked at her and she, like, nodded, like, she didn't know where it would lead, but she knew she was doing something.
She felt confident, but she didn't know why.
Yeah.
We were actually tied up with no weapons at the time in a bit of a hostage situation.
I do not care for your personal situation at the time. Your companion, she opened up this portal, a planar gate, and he came through. He was there.
He, yes.
You spoke with him.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, in our situation, Sentry had just fallen. All of us had just escaped a gruesome combat. We were in no situation to even attempt to try and stop him or...
You would not have been able to if you had. He is far more powerful than any of you.
Exactly. We made a deal with him of sorts.
His, like, just the lion grimace, like... You what? A deal? What deal?
We had to. We had no choice.
You always have a choice.
In that situation, I assure you, you would have done the same.
You do not know me, bird. And he kind of steps towards you, like, this huge, like, 7-foot form, and this great kind of, like, gauntleted fist goes to grab you round the throat.
I'm going
to
dash in and step between.
Okay.
Can I, like, hold my hand up and, yeah. I guess, accidentally cast something?
Sure.
I want to accidentally cast Shield.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be, like, lightning or something.
No.
Okay, so you do shield. So are you going to run up? Try and get in the way? Use your protection thing so you have disadvantage. Yeah. So he goes to do it, and the combination of you summoning the shield and then Sentry, you kind of reach up and, like, grab his arm, and it just stopped him just before he reaches Quill, and he just is just like,
I would never have made a choice with that man. He betrayed my people. He has enslaved worlds. You cannot trust him or his honeyed words, you fool.
We do not trust him at all, but he gave us an opportunity, a chance to leave, reunite all our companions together, and eventually strike back.
What deal did you make, Bird?
He got us out of the Abbey, took us far away, and by took us, I mean teleported us. And he gave us the power to resurrect Sentry.
Power? One of my people?
No.
I can see like that. Like he's like raging at this
Helios,
point.
No, it's a star.
He looks at you, and he looks at you as if trying to sense something.
A star. Yes. He's used them before. Not one of mine.
He, like, doesn't, like, let go because he's not holding you, but he withdraws his hand and he kind of steps back.
Who have you told of this?
You. Very few others.
Does anyone else know?
Orion knows.
Really?
Only the people on the ship.
Very contained. And even then, not everyone on the ship. The crew doesn't.
Yes.
No, more people need to be made aware. The leaders of the world, people who can fight back. If he has access to Erois, if he has access beyond the cradle.
You see, we think that, but also we don't know who we can trust right now.
We've met a lot of people that have got some really shady stories. Hesper contacted me.
Just to make it clear, completely against whatever Starbane is trying to do, and we want to make it right.
Nova is like... Like, goes to raise her hand and then puts it down. Like, she's about to do it. Well, actually, and then...
Want to make it right. Don't know who we can trust.
We know we can trust you.
Don't want to spread panic, you know?
Whilst I am angry, I cannot fault your logic. From what I have observed, mortals, and he kind of definitely looks at the group of you when he says this, do not always make the wisest of decisions.
We made the decision that would save all our lives.
You spoke of Hesper.
Yes, he contacted me and did make me aware that there are people that are aware of this. We just don't know exactly who or what they're doing with the information when they do know it.
So your gods know?
They do.
Pains me to say, I think perhaps you are correct. You should be careful with this information. The gods will tell those that they trust. That is perhaps all we can ask for. There are other Eterna here on Erois. If they find out that Starbane is here, many of them will flock to fight against him, but I fear that some others who are of a weak will may try and join him. It is something I've feared for a long time. He tricked our people into serving him. But he also kept them fed with energy, magical energy to keep them strong. There are many Eterna here on Erois who do not have that. There have been several I know who have died from a lack of nourishment, lack of energy. Or they've been forced to feed upon living creatures that has corrupted them. If it is a choice between such a fate or serving Starbane, there are many Eterna who would choose his side. You say you stand against him? Warrior woman?
He's bad news.
Well, at least that is something we can agree on. If you are truly enemies of Kallus, then I will stand beside you as a shield. But this was a foolish, terrible thing that has happened. Understand that you say you have no choice. Perhaps what you did is right in the greater term, but I could not bring myself to deal with a man who is after everything he has done. Your guardian knows what he is capable of, as do I.
Yes.
Never trust him. He may speak honeyed words, he may offer you deals, he may even try and convince you to join his side. That is what he did to my people. He convinced Tiangong and the Triumvirate to serve him against Hadar. But his tyranny is no different to the death that Hadar would bring. His tyranny is a different kind of death, but a death nonetheless.
So, what you're saying is we have to fight on two fronts.
I'm saying that we need to figure out how Erois survives. Siaska did something to protect Erois long ago. The cradle. Whether it keeps us hidden from Hadar or keeps Starbane out, I'm not sure. But there is something about Erois specifically that Starbane wanted. Whilst I was only a minor Eterna in his service, I was given to one of his commanders. I heard things. I learned things. There is something about Erois that makes it special. Kallus has taken over multiple worlds. He has dominated entire species, planets. But his eyes were always here, always preparing an invasion force to come here, preparing against Siaska and her children, the titans that you call gods. Whatever it is, it must be protected. In his hands, it would be a terrible weapon. And it may be the only thing that protects Erois from Hadar's wrath. I'm afraid I do not have any more answers than this.
Well, just know that we are, even if you don't believe it, we are on your side. And hopefully you're on ours.
We are bound at least by knowledge now that we know none of us can actively share. Whether I trust you or not, we will see.
I can assure you, there's nothing I want more than seeing Starbane fall in front of me.
Good. You, at least I know, have seen the horrors that he brings.
You have no idea.
I do. I will leave to explore this ship. I will leave you to converse.
And then he rips and then steps through, ducking his head, and then shuts it behind him.
Oh boy, okay. That was close. That was real close. We really need to look around before we start talking, huh?
It's the fact that, like, I had him following these guys and you just went straight into Starbane and I was like, I mean, oh, really?
22 perception, tunnel vision.
Yeah, there's sometimes where I'm like, you'd already started saying stuff. I was like, nah, I'm not going to interrupt now.
We're groggy from the journey.
Yeah.
It was a long flight.
Hey, great little reminder for the audience, though.
Yeah. There's a new chapter. We need a recap. Chapter,
there you go. There's a nice recap on the wider plot.
Yeah. Okay, so that went about as well as we could imagine it would. So let's use that as a
honestly,
nice...
Honestly, at this point...
Yeah. So that's what it's going to be like telling everyone else about
still
it.
Still alive. That's something, right? We just make sure we tell the right people, I suppose. That's all we can do.
Hey, did you see the barrier, by the way?
Yeah.
That's new.
That seems useful.
Yeah, I can cast that spell. You've never cast that spell before. How can you cast that spell now?
It's a good question. But
something to do with the coin.
Yeah, I feel
where's
like...
Where's your coin?
gone. I think I spent it.
Coin.
So, who gave you the coin? What does the coin do?
Big...
Like how Nova is now.
Woman.
Nova's like this all the time!
Also, Kim says ETA 20 minutes.
Okay. Someone called Lady Duskwillow. It was someone from the astral plane. But
what was she like?
Big and spidery, mm-hmm. but with the body of a woman and the head of a woman.
But she sticks to her deals.
But the rest was a spider?
Yeah.
So spidery. Like her arms and legs were spider?
Spidery. No, uh-huh. top. Did she have arms on top?
It was like top half woman. And
top
then
half
bomb.
Woman, bottom half spider.
Oh, like a spider centaur.
Like a spider centaur. There's a lot of
spider rosemeadow.
Yeah. Anyway.
This was all in the astral plane, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the astral plane being attacked by the Court of Shadows?
No, it was attacked by a big tentacle monster and a guy with tentacles on his face.
Hadar?
No. Definitely not Hadar. Weak.
Tentacles on his face.
So that's far
pirate
away.
Pirate mind flayer. He was very piratey.
So it's far away enough to not be part of this big problem that we're facing.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So it might be worth considering as a future option.
Paulton got asked for constant like transport between his world and the astral plane. Okay. Maybe we can just piss off there. If I use this.
I mean, I want to save Erois. I don't want to go too far away from Hesper. I feel like I'd be at a massive disadvantage if I was far from him and the rest of the gods.
We kind of live here.
Yeah.
All of our stuff is here.
I mean, this is all of our homes.
I'm just wondering how much longer we're
going to
be alive.
Where we were born.
Well, let's bring everything back to here and now.
Yes!
You're all back here. We're all here now.
I am worried about that devil.
I'm not. Back to the here and now.
Can the devil get here?
Who knows?
Aww. As far as you guys know, as long as the cradle's in place, planar travel between here and Erois is not possible. But Quill and Ayla were just taken to the astral plane. So you don't know how that works.
So, do you?
Yeah. Okay, I know why.
It wasn't just like a...
No.
Whoops!
I know why. It has to do with the way that you got to the astral plane and back.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
here and now.
What's our move in the here and now?
Well, the here and now
the
is...
The captain is willing to hear.
Now?
Oh, yeah, and he's now. Being... No, he's being official and stuff. We should... Yes, Captain Lucius! Nova, like, salutes.
Thank you, Nova.
Chief Engineer reporting.
Chief Engineer reporting.
Do I have to salute you as Quartermaster? Are you still superior?
I think some strict rules and guidelines will help us.
Okay, that's up to you to decide. This is your ship.
I like rules, yeah.
It will help us feel focused and centered on our goal and purpose.
Okay.
I love rules.
And allow us to have conversations without Helios listening to
them. I really don't like rules, but okay.
Okay. Rule number one,
Captain.
I'll do it.
Nice of you.
Also, I think we need some maintenance in terms of we are spilling the beans, so to speak, all the time.
Yeah, that was a big spill. That was a really big spill.
Okay. I mean, we
got
the ring.
It was a distressing day, okay? Yeah. Distressing. Yeah. Why are you bringing big, glowy, weird lion men around? Who? What?
That's me. That's my fault.
Why?
Yeah, that's my. Why? Because he's an Eterna, and he wants to find the other Eterna, and I want to find Tiangong, and I figured that it'd be pretty.
He didn't seem to like you though. So why are we bringing him?
No, he doesn't like mortals.
He likes Tiangong.
Yeah, but he's a guardian Eterna, so he's really good at protecting stuff.
Does he know? About
if he likes it.
Yeah, but I think he'll protect me as long as I've got Tiangong.
What if he finds out about Nightfrost?
Does he know about
Nightfrost?
No, I don't think so.
Don't mention that, Jesus.
You did mention that, didn't you?
Not Nightfrost, no.
You did?
No.
He mourned about it.
Did he?
It was never mentioned exactly what went down.
Right.
I think he's like, well, he knows that Nightfrost died, but he doesn't know how.
And he doesn't know that
he was like... chummy with you, so maybe like...
He doesn't seem to like it when people use the Eterna as things.
Yeah, that's it. Wow, that was really insightful.
I'm having a great day for this.
That's really impressive.
I talked to people and actually got them to like me today.
Who was it?
It was the Gith, the Bird, the Bird.
Is that the ones that want to take over the entire world?
They got along really well, had a lot in common, I think, actually.
Yeah.
So as long as you're here, and if they come, then you can just be like... Bunny!
Yay! And then maybe we'll be safe.
Save the world!
So protect Ayla, save the world. Sorted.
The Geek Yankee is a bridge we can cross in a different one shot. So.
See? This is what I mean.
Yes.
As captain, we're spilling the beans again.
Nobody's
okay.
Here!
Okay.
Captain!
Right, captain.
I know this is a safe space.
This is like a red door.
But captain's quarters is always a safe space for us all to converse.
Okay.
But we need to be aware of our surroundings. Yes, and chief engineer.
Captain!
You may speak.
I have an idea, captain.
Go on.
Well, you know how they said that eventually maybe we can get like magical upgrades and stuff?
Yes.
What if eventually we get a thing put on the captain's quarters where anybody outside of it can't listen in, but they also can't like scry in
That's
and stuff?
That's a very, very That's good, a good idea. Idea.
I mean,
chief engineer, you need to be head of that.
I will remember this. I will remember this. Says Nova.
She's not here.
That's right. She'll get it in the notes. And also, will tell her. Discord will tell her.
Something to prevent people travelling out of their bodies from this place
yes.
and coming in.
That's a great idea too. Captain. Yes.
All of the protection.
Yes.
Okay. All right. First, that was the first order of business.
At least I have a temporary solution for that, at least. I have a spell.
Quartermaster? Quill?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we need to do it, I could... Do we need to do that now? I can cast a spell that would stop...
Are we going to converse more about
I feel like
beans?
The beans have been spilled for the day.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
So we need a
really beans it.
We need an airship mission.
Yes.
Okay, well...
Our first port of call.
Captain.
For port.
Official meeting number one.
Chief engineer.
Captain, should we bring in the other officers? Because we do technically have
yes.
First Mate Araya and Medical Officer Greylano.
Captain.
No one speak about... Beans.
Captain.
No beans.
No beans. Captain.
Yes.
We should probably decide between us what we're doing before we get the other people in, because otherwise we're going to look
point,
like
Captain.
We're freaking clueless, because we are.
Captain?
Right, yes. Araya isn't. Yes.
True.
Quartermaster.
Would it be a good idea if we all left the captain quarters to examine the rest of the ship? I don't think we've actually done that yet. Really.
Also, we just let Helios just walk around the ship.
Yeah, no warning to the crew at all.
Nope.
But it would be a good idea to visit the rooms that we actually designed.
Let's
for this
see
place.
If we
can. We assign Helios a babysitter or someone to just at least keep like an eye?
I vote Ayla.
I'm not keeping an eye on the giant lion man. He
but he
like
liked
me.
You most.
He doesn't like me.
It has to be one of us that he's now got this mutual agreement with.
Fine.
Fine, it'll be me.
I mean, Ayla is.
I feel like you've spoken to him more.
Yeah, I guess so.
It should be you.
Okay. All right.
You know more about Eterna. I know nothing.
Yeah, I'm making
about
lots of decisions today. I'm in a really decisive mood today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very forward thinking. Anyway, okay.
We should decide what we're doing, where we're going, before we get the other crew people in here, because otherwise, you know, we need to like assert dominance, make sure that
yes.
we sound like we know what we're doing when we don't really.
Okay.
Not now?
Not
hiding
under tables. We do have a list, how do we not?
Yes. We do.
I don't want to be Captain. Called a bitch by any more crew.
That will not happen ever again. That was spoken sternly to.
We should probably tell the crew what Ayla and Sentry are, because me and Quill have roles, but they don't have roles. And I read on a book, I read in an A. Plumbus book about ship sailing in you, that on a ship, you have to have... There has to be really clear lines of authority.
Hierarchy.
Yeah, because otherwise there's confusion. Like, what if we get in a fight and Ayla tells the crew to do something, but they just think that Ayla, like, where is Ayla on their list of who to listen to?
Security we'll get, officer.
We'll get the officers in.
Okay.
Tell Keliana.
Who? Kamara.
Celebrimbor.
Kamara. The wolf lady.
We'll tell her.
Kamara.
To relay.
You need to learn the names of your crew, Captain.
Kamara.
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 Wolf names are so difficult.
Mm.
Really not.
Very unique to human.
We'll get Kamara in and
Kamara.
She can, Kamara in.
Write it down.
We'll get,
please.
We'll get special K in. And we'll figure this out.
It's the K.
Okay, cool.
But it's just the fact that, like, three times he's like, Kelmara, I'm Kamara, Katie, Kamara, someone talk Kamara. He still gets it wrong.
It's like you said, my name's Kamara, repeat that back to me.
I knew the name, my mouth betrays me.
Okay, well, in terms
she's
of
she's the
our...
leader of them.
Yes.
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 Could I be head of security? And that's a very high-ranking thing, eh?
Yes. Well, security is usually just protecting other people, but we'll make it...
For the ship.
officer.
The whole officer, chief security officer.
Yes.
Ayla.
Ayla.
Chief security. What about Sentry? What should Sentry be?
Sentry should be...
second mate.
Director of... Chief of happiness.
Yes. Yay!
Chief of happiness.
Yes. It's very fitting.
Morale.
Morale officer.
Morale officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we've got that sorted slowly. We do have a list of things that we need to actually focus on.
Quartermaster?
Yes. So, the idea is to gather allies as much as we can, and we've done that pretty well so far. We've got an entire ship of them, but also to gain weapons and strength and abilities to make us better to fight Starbane, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Storm?
Valley of Storms, there is something in there to help me. That's what Hesper told me.
That's I've a got good my... first port of call. You had a god tell you what to do?
Yes, well, he didn't explicitly say the Valley of Storms, but he said to... He told me to gather allies and friends and weapons and power and magic and stuff.
We also have City of Glass, to Century's yeah. prime
I think
initiative.
That is actually quite important. That was what we were told to do. We were told to return the Century unit to the City of Glass.
And look what happened last time we connected you with things of your past. You got healed, brought back, and we got more information about the City of Glass, so you could get beefed up again.
Yeah, there's a lot that we need to figure out.
Unlock your full potential, potentially.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that could be very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes. We have to scroll through my massive list of WhatsApp messages I sent you.
You are not going to get there.
You're not going to get there.
Not before we take a break. You're going to be going,
Well, how about the other things would come to our mind if they were as important? So,
I think we did agree that the City of Glass should be something we do straight away.
All in favour?
I think that's something that we agreed before.
This is a democracy, but with only officers.
I am in
There are favor. Technically two more officers that aren't here, though.
But we are making our decision to bring right. forward
okay.
to everybody.
Okay.
We need to get used to this before we start okay. doing it with the other okay. officers.
So that we all know what we're doing.
Yes. Well,
look like we know what we're doing.
Yes. Sentry, are you comfortable to go find the City of Glass?
Let's go find it.
Okay. And that's what we'll do.
Okay. All right. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Nice! We'll see you in a bit!
See you in a bit!
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out D&D Beyond with the links in the episode description. You can also support the podcast on our Patreon page, patreon.com/highrollers, giving you early access to podcast episodes and more. We'll see you on Thursday for part 2 of this episode when we set sail on our maiden voyage in the Storm Chaser. We'll see you then.